Weights and measures fees for businesses across the state could soon increase. The most recent state budget gives the Consumer Protection Department the authority through the administrative rule process to increase fees for weights and measures inspections. Opponents insist the hikes are too high. Janet Jenkins says her agency simply wants to cover its costs. That's all.
I can honestly say to you that these were based upon the calculations of what it cost to test a device. And again, remind you that so many of these haven't been changed in 13 years.
Critics, including Michelle Cuso with the Wisconsin Grocers Association, are upset with an annual weights and measures fee increase of up to 300%.
You know, the price of milk went from $2 a gallon to $8.40 a gallon overnight. There'd be mass hysteria, so that's just the way we're looking at this.
Testifying at an Assembly Public Hearing Committee on Consumer Protection, Jenkins touts the significance of weights and measures in our state.
If we can't count on the fact that when it says on the gas pump that it's given us a gallon, but it hasn't given us a gallon, or we go to the scanner and it scans out at a certain price, but on the shelf it was marked a different price, or any other kind of meter or weighing device, we would have havoc.
The National Conference of Weights and Measures calculates that the average household saves about $600 every year by strong enforcement of weights and measures for items such as gasoline, bulk food, or even medication. Jenkins says, along with overcharges, inspectors also find undercharges. In 2009, state weights and measures inspectors conducted almost 180,000 inspections. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.